Long Dialogue, Skill 1. Disability Facilities. Listen to part of a conversation between two friends.
Hi, Rafael. How are you enjoying yourself at university?
Hi, Jack. It's a lot of work, but I am having a good time, too. Are you planning to attend next year?
Yes, I would like to. Can you tell me what facilities they have for disabled students? As you know, it takes me a long time to input stuff on the computer, so I am always slow doing exams. Also, my wheelchair doesn't always allow me to get into buildings.
You should inquire at Student Services. They can discuss your medical history with you confidentially and make allowances. My friend Shannon is dyslexic, so she gets extra time to write her exams. So does my friend Rosie. They don't write exams with the rest of us, although they do the exam at the same time, just a different room. Both of them use computers to do their exams. So in your case, I am sure it would not be a problem.
What about wheelchair access?
That I am not sure about. The newer buildings have elevators and wide doors, but the older buildings have not been upgraded to accommodate disabled people, as far as I know. What faculty were you planning to go into?
I am thinking of doing engineering.
Engineering is in the old Adams building. There are stairs to go up just to get into the building, and it only has 3 floors. I don't know if there is an elevator.
What about ramps?
Yes, I have seen some ramps around. Maybe if you gave them fair warning that you are coming, they may be able to build a ramp outside. Most universities I looked into seem to want to accommodate the physically challenged. Why don't you give them a call?
That is a good idea. Do the buses that go out to campus have facilities to bring wheelchairs on board?
Yes, that I know for sure. All the buses are equipped with electronic lifts, and there are seats that fold back. The bus drivers seem really nice about helping people to get strapped into them. I think you will find most of the students really cooperative in helping you, too.
What about the sidewalks?
I'm not sure. I think most of the sidewalks have been leveled at the corners, so you could probably use your wheelchair, but I am not sure. I'm sorry, I just don't remember for sure. I know all the sidewalks in the city have been renovated to comply with certain standards to accommodate wheelchairs, baby buggies, etc. So my guess is the university sidewalks also comply. When I go back to the campus after summer break next week, I will check and give you a call at home.
I'd really appreciate that.
In fact, if you would like, why don't you come with me? I'll be taking the bus and I could show you around once we got there. I have an interview for a part-time job with Food Services at 10 a.m. the day after tomorrow, but that shouldn't take too long. We could check out the food service areas and cafeterias at the same time. You could have a coffee while I am at the interview.
That's really nice of you, Rafael. I'd really like that.
Okay, I will come by your house about 8:30 in the morning, and we can take the commuter train into town, then catch the bus up to the university.
I will be ready at my door at 8:30 on Tuesday.
Great. I look forward to it. See you later, Jack.
Bye, Rafael.
Now get ready to answer the questions. You may use your notes to help you answer. Number 1. Listen again to part of the conversation, then answer the question.
That is a good idea. Do the buses that go out to campus have facilities to bring wheelchairs on board?
Yes, that I know for sure.
Why does the woman say this? Number 2. Listen again to part of the conversation, then answer the question.
I'd really appreciate that.
In fact, if you would like, why don't you come with me? I'll be taking the bus and I could show you around once we got there. I have an interview for a part-time job with Food Services at 10 a.m. the day after tomorrow, but that shouldn't take too long.
Why does the woman say this?